woman and my companion. Are they lost or are they found? Have they counted the cost it'll take to bring down all their earthly principles? They're gonna have to abandon. And there's a slow train coming. I'll be round. Sealer.
cure for Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore hotel society gathering. And the cops was called in and his weapon took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and booked Williams and Zinger for first-degree murder. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Williams and Zinger, who had 24 years, owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office relations in the politics of Maryland reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and sneering, and his tongue it was a snarling. And in a matter of minutes, on bail was out walking. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children who carried the dishes and took out the garbage and never sat once at the head of the table and didn't even talk to the people at the table, who just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to Williams and Zinger. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. The judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level and that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded and that even the nobles get properly handled once that the cops have chased after and caught 'em, and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak most deep and distinguished and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance. Williams and Zinger with a 6-month sentence. How about you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears? Oh, now's the time for your tears.
Easter time too, and your gravity drops and negativity don't pull you through. Just don't put on no airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there, and man, they really make a mess out of you. Now, if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she steals your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, and neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. The cops don't need you here, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmailed the sergeant at arms to getting up and leave his post. Up angel who just arrived down here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left here looking just like a ghost. Thank you. soon you hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd be behind me when the game got rough, but it was all a big laugh. There was nobody even that I call my bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I had enough.
The festival was over. The boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted, and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the jack of hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the jack of hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stair. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the windows opened wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the jack of hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool. He owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the jack of hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the jack of hearts. "I know I've seen that face somewhere," Big Jim was thinking to himself. "Maybe down in Mexico or a picture upon somebody's shelf." But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who once held the jack of hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that certain kind of flash in her smile. She'd come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge come in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily wore Big Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Lily washed her face, took her dress off and buried it away. Has your luck run out? She laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall. There's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive. You're looking like a saint. Down the hallway footsteps, we're coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said. I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. Lily's arms were locked around the man that she dearly loved to touch. She forgot all about the man she couldn't stand who hounded her so much. I've missed you so, she said to him, and he felt she was sincere. But just beyond the door, he felt jealousy and fear. It was just another night in the life of the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall and cleaned out the bank safe. It said that they got off with quite a haul. By the darkness on the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. And the hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now. His sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
You're listening to Deeply Dylan on KYGT, The Goat, in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Come, you ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. I'll sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. Just a little glimpse of a story I'll tell about an East Coast city that y'all know well. It's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. Old New York City is a friendly old town. From Washington Heights to Harlem on down, there's a mighty many people a milling all around. They'll kick you when you're up and knock you when you're down. It's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. It's a mighty long ways from the Golden Gate to Rockefeller Plaza and the Empire State. Mr. Rockefeller sits up as high as a bird. Oh, Mr. Empire never says a word. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York town. Well, it's up in the morning trying to find a job of work. Stand in one place till your feet begin to hurt. If you got a lot of money, you can make yourself merry. If you only got a nickel, it's a Staten Island ferry. And it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. Mr. Hudson come a-sailing down the stream, and old Mr. Minuet paid for his dream. Bought your city on a one-way track. If I had my way, I'd sell it right back. And it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. I'll take all the smog in California and every bit of dust in the Oklahoma plains and the dirt in the caves of the Rocky Mountain mines. It's all much cleaner than the New York kind, and it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. So all you newsy people spreading news around, you've listened to my story, you've listened to my song. You can stamp on my name, you can try and get me beat. When I leave New York, I'll be standing on my feet. In hard times in the city, living down in New York town.
They'll stone you when you're
good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. We'll be right back. Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. I've been worried about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings, I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings, but I ain't got Carina, life don't mean a thing. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. I'm sitting down thinking of you, I just can't keep from crying. Everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. You will start outstanding, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start outstanding, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. She wears an Egyptian red ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian red ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes.
Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, give her a trumpet, and for Christmas, buy her a drum.
For loving you and the weakness that it showed, you were just a painted face on a trip down Suicide Road. The stage was set, the lights went out all around the old hotel. I hate myself for loving you. the curtain fell. I hate that foolish game we played and the need that was expressed and the mercy that you showed to me. Whoever would have guessed? I went out on Lower Broadway and I felt that place within, that hollow place where martyrs weep and angels play with sin. Heard your songs of freedom and man forever stripped, acting out his folly while his back is. Thank you.
said, Jesus gonna make up, Jesus gonna make up, Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Should fail me, Lord, won't you meet me with another prayer? Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up, Jesus gonna make up, Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Lord, in my time of dying, don't want nobody to cry. All I want you to do is take me when I die. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up. Jesus gonna make up. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
You are listening to KYGT 102.7 FM and 103.9 FM here in beautiful downtown Idaho Springs, Colorado. You can listen to us almost any place on the planet by going to clearcreekradio.com and clicking on Listen Live.